So we are, over the next few shows, going to be trying to flesh out what an effective model of resistance, a holistic self-defense practice, would need to consist of. And I'm hoping in such a manner that it could be useful, become elements that others can incorporate in conversations, discussions, whatever you want to call them, wherever you are, in whatever way feels right, makes sense, so that we can little by little whittle and whittle away the death worship, the denial of meaning, returning to reverence and spiral renewal to springs out of winters and to all things communal, that we little by little get these messages, thoughts, ideas, commitments, goals, determined longing for our freedom out there globally. So we'll have to have faith in each other to do this. So this is the start of it, and hopefully we'll have continuing development of it, our effective model of resistance. This morning, and this was on February 26th, I thought, but we don't yet have a model for how we do this, a model based in holistic self-defense and distributed generation of our power. We don't need, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to presume what works in any particular place, but what I'm thinking at the moment is that distributed generation of our power avoids the problem of big rallies that they use as a way to identify folk they want to get rid of. I mean, it seems to me that it's needed as well to counter their tactic of infiltration, although I hate for us to think of it that way, but they have so placed themselves, and I guess they look at it as a chess game, maybe like that that film Independence Day, placing themselves strategically for the critical moment when they could just pull that noose so tight and frighten us so by a variety of means and measures that they put us in a hold we can't get out of. I think maybe that might be their plan. I mean, it does feel so much like Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Well, we have to reverse that tactic, I guess you could say. I want to think more about that. But either way, we have to get ourselves out among our brothers and sisters with these concepts and ideas that are completely blocked out of mainstream media. And I think the summary of them are those ideas listed at the very beginning that would get you targeted if you started doing them. All right, aspects of an effective model of resistance, a holistic self-defense practice. This morning on my walk, I thought, but we don't yet have a model for how we would do this. A model based in holistic self-defense and distributed generation. A model as flexible and open as we ourselves that allows us to meet in any number that works, that tolerates agents, that builds our power, that energizes us for realizing our common goal of generalized human freedom, that helps us become whole again by experiencing the injury of class with consciousness. And then there was a gradual realization that it was right in front of me and I hadn't seen it. A very common experience for me. Kate models how it would work, I thought. I've been taking Kate's class in Tai Chi every Monday and Thursday morning at 8. It's not what I thought it would be. My only experience in the martial arts was Kajukenbo, Kung Fu, and which is Kate's normal practice as well, and Tai Chi is very different. But we won't go into that yet. My point is the model she provides of distributed leadership, shared authority, Kropotkin's notion of the blossoming of initiative, courage, and intellectual honesty in an environment of mutual aid. She understands that states target people, and while she can't know for certain that I'm being targeted, outside of her class, we see each other infrequently. And when we do, the obvious targeting fades, and the assault is in any case invisible. So even though she doesn't know or can't know for certain that I'm being targeted, she lets me take care of myself, doesn't judge my frequent changes of location on the floor. We stay focused on why we're there. We assume each other's power and help unasked if we perceive the need to. She models that we can do this. Design a holistic self-defense class that is purposed with achieving global human freedom. And this puts her at risk. But she already is. Because she was Colleen's first student. And I'm pretty sure of that, but I'm using the word student in a very open, broad sense. Colleen was extremely charismatic, and Kate was, I don't know what, maybe 10 years younger or so, and needed the power she saw in Colleen, and followed her into the African People's Socialist Party before there was a hand-to-hand. And she respects children, works with them lovingly. There's a woman in this class who I was thinking of when I wrote the above about at-risk parents. A woman who's been diagnosed with Parkinson's, who flew to Hawaii just before I was about to speak to her. Worry was worrying my tongue. All else it had overcome. What all else? It is the invisibility of class injury that silences us. It is the invisibility of its subversive tactics that silences us. It is the invisibility of its weapons and agents used against us that silences us. It is the hiddenness of power that must be overcome for us to achieve our freedom.